This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump has again denied any wrongdoing in his July phone call with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, even as congressional Democrats say Trump tried to pressure Zelensky into investigating former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. At a news conference Wednesday in New York, Trump said that Democratic impeachment investigations currently underway were, in his words, a great big hoax.
But whatever he can do in terms of corruption, because the corruption's massive. Now, when Biden's son walks away with millions of dollars from Ukraine and he knows nothing, and they're paying him millions of dollars, that's corruption.
Earlier, Ukrainian President Zelensky said that he was not pressured by Trump and did not want to interfere with the U.S. political process.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be involved to democratic, open, elections of USA.
Hunter Biden served on the board of a Ukrainian gas company at the same time his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev. Though the timing did raise concerns among anti-corruption advocates, there has been no evidence of any wrongdoing by either the former vice president or his son. Britain's Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn rejected Prime Minister Boris Johnson's taunting demand for a no-confidence vote in the government, saying he won't support a new election unless a no-deal Brexit is ruled out. Corbyn also called for Johnson to resign over his illegal suspension of Parliament. Johnson, meanwhile, said he and the British people still want Britain out of the EU by October 31st, and he would not seek an extension of the deadline. Britain's Supreme Court ruled that Johnson broke the law by suspending Parliament ahead of the Brexit deadline. This is VOA News. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has painted a grim picture in a report issued as world leaders met at the UN. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
The oceans and the icy parts of the world are in big trouble, and that means we're all in big trouble, too.
Michael Oppenheimer, professor of geosciences and international affairs at Princeton University, one of the lead authors of the report.
If we don't slow down emissions and we stay on a high emissions trajectory, sea level is going to rise faster and faster. Extreme flood levels are going to get more and more extreme, faster than our ability to catch up and do something about it.
Shelley Adler, Washington.
The attorneys general from 17 U.S. states have filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration over rule changes that weakened the Endangered Species Act. Led by California, Maryland, and Massachusetts, the coalition of states filed the suit Wednesday in San Francisco. It follows a lawsuit filed last month by seven environmental and animal rights groups. Javier Becerra is California's attorney general.
We are announcing that we are taking legal action against the Trump administration once more, this time to protect the Endangered Species Act and the plants and the animals that depend on it.
The changes introduced by the Trump administration include requiring consideration of economic cost when deciding whether to save a species from extinction. The revised regulations would also end blanket protection for a species listed as threatened and reduce some wildlife habitat. China is urging President Trump to listen to developing countries and oppose bullying after the American leader criticized its trade status at the UN. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
China has urged President Donald Trump to oppose bullying following the American leader's criticism of its trade status in a speech at the United Nations. A foreign ministry spokesman called on Trump to meet China halfway in settling trade disputes. Trump had earlier complained that the World Trade Organization improperly gives China preferential treatment. The Chinese spokesman, Geng Shuang, expressed hope that Washington will listen to developing countries' calls for rapid development, opposition to bullying, and suppression and aspirations for peace and stability. I'm Karen Chamas.
The two governments are locked in an escalating tariff war that threatens to tip the global economy into recession. But on Wednesday, President Trump said a U.S.-China trade deal could arrive sooner than expected. That sent stock prices higher, with the Dow Jones Industrials up 0.6%. The S&P notched its biggest daily gain in 2 weeks. It was also up 0.2%, while the NASDAQ added 1.1%. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.